planet, join the Ask the Plant 100 Free School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, sewing solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at Astro.Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. PVC apply.
ACC clarifies bonus on this property to remain forfeited to state. ECZ chairperson calls for transparency and inclusive participation in ongoing delimitation process. In global news, Kenya's border with Somalia set to reopen after almost 16 years. Good evening and welcome to the CNSF and Marine News at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mezinamunga. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, says properties belonging to former Lusaka Province Minister, Foreman Lusambo, remain forfeited to the state despite the Commission's decision to discontinue a forfeiture application before the Lusaka High Court Economic and Financial Crimes Court. This follows reports circulating in the media suggesting that forfeiture proceedings against Mr. Lusambo's Chamba Valley properties were discontinued and that the properties were returned to him. In a statement, ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Lucia Kisanga, said Mr. Lusambo was tried before the Economic and Financial Crimes Court on two counts of possession of property suspected to be passes of crime, contrary to the forfeiture of Passes of Crime Act. Mr. Kisanga said the court in September 2025 convicted and sentenced Mr. Lusambo to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor before ordering in December 2025 that his properties be forfeited to the state. She explained that while the criminal matter was ongoing, the ACC had also commenced non-conviction-based forfeiture proceedings in the High Court, but these were rendered academic following the conviction and court-ordered forfeiture. Ms. Kisanga has reassured members of the public that Mr. Lusambo's Chamba Valley properties remain forfeited to the state and have not been returned to him. Electric Commission of Zambia ECZ chairperson Mangala Zalonis has underscored the need for diligence, transparency and activity and active community engagement in the ongoing constituency delimitation exercise. Addressing electoral staff in Kabo today, Ms. Zalama said the exercise is constitutionally mandated and plays a vital role in ensuring fair and equitable representation. She has urged officers to help citizens clearly understand the purpose of delimitation and the criteria used in the process, highlighting the importance of building consensus and promoting inclusive participation. Ms. Galonis has also called on local authorities to mobilize key stakeholders, including traditional leaders and residents, to take part in district-level meetings. She has further noted that constituency names, boundaries and representation structures must reflect local identity and the aspirations of communities.
Well, you have a task before you, and that is the district meetings that you are going to embark on, that you be requested by virtue of your function to do that for our country. And I hope that the council can have all the senior people in the council to attend these meetings, the councillors to attend these meetings, the local people, the headmen, the traditional leaders, the people who are interested, the district commissioners, to attend this meeting.
Governance activist Isaac Mwanza has urged the Electric Commission of Zambia ECZ to go beyond merely hearing stakeholders and genuinely listen to their concerns on the Electoral Process Amendment Bill. Mr. Manza observes that the current consultation process marks a significant departure from past electoral reform, noting that exposing the draft bill to public scrutiny before tabling it in Parliament is a unique and commendable step. He has, however, emphasized that the Commission must complete the consultation process by meaningfully incorporating valid submissions into the final version of the bill. Mr. Mwanza further stated that civil society organizations have provided detailed legal drafting proposals rather than mere criticism and therefore deserve a substantive response from the Commission.
It's an issue, for instance, on the official marks for the ballot paper, which the Commission is suggesting to remove. The question has been, why do you want to remove it? What is the mischief? I think the mischief should not be about the staff of the Commission who are running elections failing to stamp the ballot paper with the stamp, which is official mark. The mischief is about the lack of training which these officers are going through. Secondly, there's an issue of restricting youth proportional representation seat candidates to youths who are between the age of 21 and 29. Now, you understand that many youths outside this range of 21 and 29 have been looking forward to going to Parliament, and they must not be excluded from this process.
In other stories, Lunga Member of Parliament, Mutotwe Kafaya, has opposed the United States government to reinstate suspended donor support to Zambia's health sector of alleged corruption under the UPND administration. Addressing the media in the South of this afternoon, Mr. Kafaya said the opposition is concerned that the suspension of aid has negatively affected access to essential medicines, particularly for vulnerable communities in rural areas. Mr. Kafaya said many public health facilities are struggling to meet demand following the withdrawal of support, a situation he warned is facing an additional burden on ordinary citizens who rely heavily on government health services. He further cited Zambia's decline in the 2025 Corruption Perceptions Index as reported by Transparency International Zambia, saying the drop signals that the country is moving in the wrong direction in the fight against corruption. And the Lunga lawmaker also raised concern over the ongoing voter registration exercise ahead of the 2026 general elections, alleging disparities in voter registration growth figures across provinces.
We are calling upon the American ambassador, President to the Republic of Zambia, His Excellency Michael Gonzalez, kindly consider taking support to the health sector. If it means ensuring that you demand more accountability, you demand more measures to force the UPND government to direct your support to the real beneficiaries who are the suffering majority of Zambians, we are praying that that should happen. You could do so in your agreement papers. Leaving the situation as it is will cause our people to suffer.
In global news, Kenya border with Somalia will be open in April, and it's 15 years after it shut because of attacks by Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab, President William Ruto has announced. Based in Somalia, the group has masterminded a series of deadly assaults in Kenya, including one on a shopping center in the capital Nairobi, killing 67 people in 2013, and one at a university in Garissa 2 years later, killing 148. The plan has been announced before in 2023, but further attacks postponed the arrangement. The BBC now reports on other world news.
The Democratic Republic of Congo says it has agreed in principle to a ceasefire in the east of the country. A mineral-rich region has endured decades of violence. Germany's Chancellor has held a global security conference in Munich that the old order based on rights and rules no longer exists, and the world has entered an era of big power politics. Friedrich Merz said Europeans must recognize a new reality where their freedom feels no longer guaranteed but is under threat. Ukraine says a third round of US-mediated talks with Russia will take place next week. President Zelensky is at the Munich conference, which he said would consider new steps towards shared security for Ukraine and Europe.